Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of Two Girls, One Doc.
One Doc.
It's your girl, BD.
It is Foreign's the Foodie.
And we are back. We're back. This documentary, yeah. Nonsensical nonsense, yeah.
On top
it's
of
just
nonsense.
a bunch of bullshit, and it just reinforces our belief that like men are actually mad.
And they are not to be trusted under any circumstance.
Under any circumstances.
Somebody
whatsoever.
Was like, which three men would you be comfortable in an elevator with? And it was a picture of Phil Dunphy, Cam and Mitchell. And the 100%. Girl was like, these three right here. And I was like, 100%.
100%.
100%. There are no other men. Like, it's just that. Just those
because
three.
I don't know about the Y chromosome. I don't know what is wrong with it, but
something happened when it was forming into that Y.
Or something didn't happen that was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Well,
and here we
solved
are.
Solved it.
Here
we
are. Fucking are.
So this documentary is called The Parachute Murder Plot. It's on Netflix, and I watched it a couple of months ago. It was on Amazon Prime, so it might still be on Amazon Prime if you don't have Netflix. But if you listen to this podcast, I'm assuming you have Netflix. So it's hosted by Fiona Bruce. Like, the UK girlies, they'll know who Fiona Bruce. That's like an OG news girlie. Like,
she is. I love her.
I know.
She's so pretty.
She is. And so, as you probably gathered by the trailer in the last episode, it's about a man who tries to kill his wife, yeah? So the wife in question is called... See, he even tried... Like, anyway, I was going to say... Anyway, so the wife in question is called Victoria Silliers, right? And so she is like a seasoned skydiver. She hasn't done it in over a year because she just had her kid. So if you can imagine, she was pregnant for 9 of those months, yeah? She just had her second child with her husband, Emil, yeah?
As you do. Like, as you fucking
do. You fall in love, you get married, you have a couple of kids, and you think to yourself, yes, I've made several great decisions here. Right? Wrong.
She did it the right way, as they say it.
Literally, she did it the right, exactly, the quote-unquote right way, the way she was supposed to. And even then, you're not safe.
No.
Okay. So the first guy we meet is this guy called James, who was, the reason he's relevant is because he was actually skydiving with Victoria during this incident. And so he tells us from his perspective, like, he jumps first, and then she jumps after. He sees that her parachute fails. And so instead of like flying or whatever happens when you just jump out of a plane, she spins and she falls past him. Yeah. And she hits the ground. Mm-hmm. And she falls from 4,000 feet. Which I can't even really wrap my mind across.
I can't
how
either.
High that is.
I mean,
and the recreations they did were like, the recreations they did were so, so good. Like, I really felt like I was falling.
I mean, I can only think about the fact that it's super high because it's where the plane goes to like let people jump off, so it's crazy high.
Yeah, exactly. It must be hella high. Yeah.
Oh,
that's God. Wild. And so we hear Victoria describe what it was like for her.
It's a big metallic bang, everything went black. I don't know if that's when I hit the ground or if I passed out because of the force. That immediate first check, arms and legs work, so my spine's in one piece. I didn't feel any pain.
And at this point, we haven't met Victoria, but we've seen an interview that she did. And spoiler alert, we don't meet Victoria in this. But anyway, I've got some updates. We'll get into her in later on.
Oh, you found stuff about her after?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
So we learned that she had a broken pelvis, broken ribs. She fractured her spine in 4 places and she had a collapsed lung. And they're saying that the only reason she didn't die is because she landed in ground that was freshly ploughed, which I guess means it was really soft.
Yeah.
So it kind of cushioned her fall, which is crazy that she didn't die. Like, that is insane.
Like, anything could have happened that would have easily led to death. Like, she could have fallen on, like, a tree trunk.
Exactly, been impaled or something.
Yeah. Fucking anything.
That's
like,
but then,
this
you
would
know
have been a horrible
death.
Yeah,
exactly. But... you know when they land, right? Like, they land and they, like, run and stuff to whatever, yeah? So I'm like, all right, cool. They must know where they're going to land because they do this all the time. But like, how do they know from all the way up there where they're going to fall? And, like, what if the wind just carries you somewhere?
I guess you're not light enough for the wind to just carry unless it's, like, a hurricane which in, no, fair you enough. Wouldn't in those conditions.
And I guess they would check the conditions, yeah.
And there's something probably scientifically they measure as to where you would roughly land if you were falling.
Yeah.
If they stop at this particular place. So it's just like, I don't know if you used to watch Horrible Histories.
Yeah, I did.
It just reminds me of the Stupid Deaths, like the song. Like, did you
sing it? I don't remember the song.
It's like, Stupid Deaths, Stupid Deaths. Like, I can't remember how it goes.
I'll find it.
Stupid deaths, stupid deaths, they're funny cause they're true. Woo! Stupid deaths, hope next time it's not you.
Funny enough, I saw a TikTok of them, like, they were at some sort of premiere. I don't know if there was a movie or something from Horrible Histories. And, like, the interviewer would, like, sing a lyric of one of the deaths. And then the guy, if you see him, you'll remember him. The main guy was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He sang it back. And I was like, oh, my God, nostalgia. Like,
throwback.
Yeah.
So Victoria, before this incident, she had done over 2,500 skydives, which I was like, how? Even if you skydived every day for your life, every day for a year.
You can do it.
No, every day for a year, that's going to take a good few years.
Yeah. So, I mean, if it's something she started doing from like 18.
Oh, yeah, it's true. It's not like she was a small girl. She probably was in her 40s or something when this happened. Yeah, it's true. So because she's like, the reason they say that is because she's seasoned. Do you know what I mean? Like, she knows what she's doing. Yeah. And so all the people at the parachute club are like, yeah, her gear's probably been tampered with. They check it, they film it, and then they call the police, and the police send it to the British Parachute Association to do their tests.
Can I just say, everyone should do what they want to do in this life. Life is short. Like, it's all generally shit. Like, do the little things that give you pockets of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I see it, there are so many things that you can die from that, like, are not in your control, right? Like, I'm not going to have a hobby that is something that I can die from. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you know what? I hear that. I get what you're saying, yeah. But also, she didn't die from this, and also, like, it had gone well 2,500 times.
I know.
And the only reason this one didn't go well is because she married a man
what I always think about when I'm doing something is like, okay, so if I die now,
yeah, that's why I haven't done plastic surgery, because I say, who sent you?
Because it wasn't something you had to do. And like I said, I'm not victim blaming or anything or whatsoever. It's just the reason why I do not do stuff like bungee jumping.
I
kind of want to
do skydiving, though.
Go well and go with God.
I kind of want to do it.
I will be on the ground cheering you on.
To meet me.
Yeah. Make sure I land properly. I will not even enter the plane so that they won't mistakenly push me out thinking I'm amongst.
Thinking I'm on it.
Literally, I will be...
But no, I get it. I do think that sometimes on certain things, and I'm like, ugh, if this is how you go, they'll say, well, who forced you? What was the point?
That's why I don't go on roller coasters anymore. After that thing that happened at all, I'm just like, what was it for?
I'm so happy my ignorance was bliss back then when I was doing that roller coaster, because now I have no business there.
Even when you think about Winter Wonderland and some of these, like, fun fairs, like, I'm so sorry, but I will never let my kids go on, like, a ride on a fun fair, because...
Really?
Do you know why I say that? Because they move those things about.
Always been the case.
But with Alton Towers and stuff like that, they stay there, they're fixtures, they're checked regularly. These ones, they move them about. Like,
but they have to check them every time they set them up.
I don't give a flying fuck.
Hold tight, your kids.
When I say... I'm not talking about the little teacup.
Teacup rides.
If it's a kid, isn't it? A young kid, like you're 3-4, that's what you're gonna do. I'm not letting my kid go on no scoop dee dee doop whoop dee doop.
Scoop dee whoop dee.
I'm so sorry.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there. So 5 days after this incident, Vicky's friend calls the police and says, "Listen, their marriage is shit. Yeah, I bet you her husband did it." And it's so crazy to me, because if something happened to you now, God forbid, I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, her man did something. It reminds me of you know, Shanann Watts, her friend Nicole.
Yeah.
When she didn't hear from her for like 3 hours, she was like, nah, Chris did something.
Yeah.
I can't imagine to any of my friends' boyfriends, I can't imagine something happening to my friend and my first thought being, yeah, nah, this guy did something.
Yeah.
So that's wild that was her first thought.
Yeah, and that's wild that you're married to that guy. And that's wild that your marriage was that bad. I mean, it's not wild. People have really shit marriages, but It's wild that it was so bad that it was your friend's
Yeah. Like, not only, she didn't just think it and go, oh, that's a bit sus. She was like, no, I am convinced you police, you just need to do something.
To the extent that she calls police. Do you know what's so funny? Yeah. Fiona was basically like, so if this person had never, hadn't called you guys, he probably would have gotten away with it. And they were like, yeah. And it was, I was having a conversation with someone over Christmas about how shitty the UK police are and how like they can only ever solve things where it's basically laid out on a plate in front of them. And it's so funny to me because I just watched Saltburn. I don't know if anybody's watched
it. I saw it on your story. I haven't seen it yet.
Are you going to watch it?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, because I was going to do a spoiler, but maybe I shouldn't. But yeah, either way, I just found it funny when they said that because I just feel like America has all its problems. But if it was in America, regardless of if that tip had come through, they would have done this, done that, interviewed the husband, blah, blah, blah. But in the UK, they probably would have just chalked it down to, oh, it was an accident.
But I don't think they would have done that. And also, when Fiona asked that question, it was very leading because she was kind of pushing it. She was kind of like, oh, so like, if not for this, then he wouldn't have been caught. And the police officer was like, oh, well, it's possible, like possibly not. She's also... chances are he wouldn't have been. I was like, oh, why are you pushing this thing? You
but
are
it's
generally.
The truth, though. I don't think so
in this case because the guys at the before the call from the friend, the guys at the club were like, nah, something's weird, and they already sent it to the British
but they
Transport
might have left it. What probably would have happened, I think, anyways. I mean, it's all speculation and conjecture, but I would think that they would have been like, something happened, tried to find it, but I don't think they ever would have linked this.
They wouldn't have gone that deep.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Possibly. It's not like they have a great track record.
That is my point.
So we learned that Emil is from South Africa. He joined the British... Emil's the husband, by the way. That's how I'm going to refer to him from going forward. So he joined the British Army and he met... In like 2004, he met Vicky in 2010. They get married in Cape Town 2011, okay? And what kind of like joins them together or bonds them together is that they're both adrenaline junkies, yeah? Mm-hmm. And that just makes me think it's so cruel that you use this way to try and kill her because you knew that was something. Yeah, like that dive or that flight or whatever it's called, he booked it for her. He bought it for her as like a gift and was like, oh, hey, girl, like do this dive. Mm. And it's like... You're a fucking idiot, mate.
I always think that that's like me dying by drowning. Because I just love water so much. Like, I feel so at peace in the water. Like,
yeah.
If I'm swimming,
you've swum
in the
so many
ocean,
times, you're confident. Yeah.
I'm confident, like, I'm in the ocean. I feel like when people are so afraid, like, my husband is deathly afraid of water. Like, he thinks drowning is the worst possible death. And it is probably quite painful. It's up there because I've had fluid in my lungs before, so I know that it's painful. But. Mm. For me, I just feel like, nah, water, like when you're at water, like you're in water, you're at one with nature.
You sound like
it's
Beyonce.
Peaceful, it's cleansing, like. But if I died by drowning, it would be, what a betrayal. What a
yeah,
fucking betrayal.
Yeah, it'd actually be so peak, yeah. Be like, I loved you all this time when you did this to me.
All this, me that jumped in the ocean, I was the only one that jumped in the ocean in Italy. Like,
fam, with French curls, can you imagine? Mad.
With French curls.
Mad.
Honestly.
So the British parachute people, and also like there's an association for anything on this earth. Bruh. You should be who you want to be, and like whatever hobbies you have that aren't mad, you should have those hobbies, because I bet you there are people like you on this earth that like tying ribbons or whatever the fuck you're into. Do you know what I mean?
Knitting.
Because the British Parachute Association or whatever, but they really came through here. And they were like, yeah babe, this was definitely tampered with. And they were like, how both the main parachute was tampered with and the reserve parachute was tampered with. So this guy
said,
even
if you're gonna die,
you would die today, like
literally,
fam.
Either
but Messi said no and she lived. So he was also, the husband guy was responsible for checking the parachute before the jump, as is required, okay?
Yeah.
So they arrest the husband, he has zero emotion, and he's actually quite annoyed that they arrested him in front of his subordinates. That's what he was upset about. And I also think, I say this later on, I also think, yeah, that he is very annoyed because one of the main detectives here is a woman. Mm. I think he is extremely annoyed that this woman is like trying to defy him or asking him questions or arrested him in front of his quote unquote subordinates.
I get it. I get that. Yeah.
Like it just seems so, I don't know what the word is. So we hear a lot of his interview. This guy is talking like a talking man, okay?
Tell me about your relationship with Victoria.
It's not a marriage that I would want to be in anymore. I can't see myself being in a marriage in 10, 15 years' time. I've got quite a high sex drive. My wife, Victoria, she's got a very low sex drive. we struggle to have sex more than twice a week.
He never denies anything, but not denying is not an admission of guilt. But yeah. What he does admit to, yeah, unprovoked, is an affair. So he says that he has a girlfriend, Steph, and he's talking about her and he's upset about her. And I was like, you showed no emotion for
your
Vicky.
Wife is
wife and mother of your two children. Well, two of your children. We find out later he has more.
And you're literally here talking about Steph.
Crazy. However, there's no actual evidence to prove that he did anything. So he's released, but they ban him from going to the house because obviously we're not going to just send you back home so you can go and finish off the job that you failed at. Yeah.
But also what I found really weird in that interview as well is that he just, nobody asked him, just start talking about their sex life, like how he has a high sex drive and she has a low.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, bro, nobody fucking asked you. Like,
unprovoked. Unprovoked. He's chatting about these things. Unprovoked. I was like, bro, like, what? Like, how did we get here?
Yeah.
So Victoria's kind of angry at the fact that they've banned the husband from going to the house. And I was like, girl, again, we don't blame victims on this podcast, yeah? And I actually do think that not only is she a victim of attempted murder, yeah? Twice, spoiler alert. Yeah. But she is a victim of coercive control, okay?
Yeah.
She can't understand why he's not allowed in the house. She has a three-year-old at the time, and she just, when I say she just had the baby, this baby is on the tit, like it's 5 weeks old, yeah?
Yeah.
And she's kind of like, where's my man? If I had a three-year-old with this guy and a five-week-old, I low-key want my man around, do you know what I mean? And so they tell her, like, bro, he's cheating on you. And he low-key is planning to leave you. These times she's in a full body brace nursing her five-week-old baby, yeah? And then when they tell her that, she remembers that 6 days, so not even a week, 6 days before the parachute incident, yeah, there was a gas leak.
Mm.
And not a gas leak, like, oh, like, there's a gas leak, yeah?
There was a gas leak.
Yeah, there was a gas leak. Like, it was intentional because apparently their house is new and it looked like the pipes had been tampered with.
Mm.
And the husband wasn't there. He was away in the army doing whatever they do in the army, yeah? So he wasn't even there.
And the kids were probably at home.
And the kids were there. This is what I'm saying,
like,
is crazy.
You did it 6 days before. You wanted this woman dead and you wanted her dead quickly. You were quickly. Like, okay. You didn't even, usually people go back, regroup a month later, give it another go. Mm-hmm. You were like, nah, 6 days later,
today,
I am
now,
going
today.
To.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, mate.
It's crazy. And it's like, you were willing to kill your children. It's like, you're a family annihilator, but you flopped, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how can you, oh, I fell in love with someone else. You just want to just erase the life you had before. That's not how it works, bro. You can't do that.
At
you
all.
Can't do that. At you all. Have responsibilities.
At all.
Hey, God. So for some reason, we are here with the husband's childhood girlfriend.
She was an unnecessary
girl.
Addition into this.
Girl.
Honestly.
But the only reason I think that it made her low-key relevant is to prove the fact that, like, he had a child with her and he left her. So he had a child with her, I think, in South Africa. He left for the UK saying he's going to return, but they say he married someone in the UK. Was it Vicky that he married then?
I think it was Vicky.
He married before? So he married someone in the UK and then he didn't even tell this girlfriend. His mum told her.
Can you imagine?
The mum is, but boy mum's, isn't it? But like, to me, that kind of goes to show, again, you are trying to erase this family that you had, essentially. Yeah, you didn't marry her, but you had a family with her.
And you just leave like
cast
that
one aside, exactly, came to this country, tried to cast this one aside in a literally explosive way, that flopped. And then, like, you just, I don't get it. Like, you don't believe in conversations, you're non-confrontational, you don't want to just end the relationship. What's your problem?
It's insane. Did you clock that the Nicolene, his ex, had the same birthday as me?
Why did it say her birthday?
When there was a video of him, like, singing happy birthday to her and doing up
dinner.
Oh,
I kind of zoned out on all those clips.
The date was my birthday.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. That's a big achievement for me, actually.
You're so welcome, girl. And so we see another interview with this husband guy. Yeah. This guy is such a dick.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only
way to describe him.
He's
a dick.
Like, I have no other words, yeah. And he has so much vim, again, with the misogyny. I don't think he would have this same vim. I mean, he would have vim because he's a dick, but there's extra special vim on top because this woman is questioning him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so she's just asking him, like, bro, you were the last one to do the checks. What checks did you carry out for this thing? And he's like, oh, just the standard checks.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, but what does that entail? He's like, oh, I'm sure you can go and look up what the checks are. And she was like, listen, I'm asking you. I
would have slapped him in the mouth.
I would have thrown a wobble at his face. Like, are you crazy? I'm asking, this is an interrogation. I'm asking you a question. You tell me, like, with your words, what you did. What's your problem? Like, so defiant. Yeah. And then this is where he starts crying about his girlfriend's death when they bring her up. Cried tears didn't fall this whole time. You tried to kill your wife, tried to kill your kids. Where's but now we're talking about your ex or your new girlfriend, whatever. Anyway. So there are thousands and thousands and thousands of messages between not just the husband and the girlfriend, Steph, but also other women, escorts, that kind of thing. Yeah,
this guy has this guy has like a criminal obsession with bareback,
bro.
And what is so scary is you want to bareback everyone, and you're married, and you're bringing back. This is my thing, but that bear cock. With girl. Riddled with anything and
with God knows what,
barebacking when you have a wife at home, like guys, that's I'm wild. Not advocating to cheat, but if you're gonna cheat, wrap it the fuck up.
Yeah,
like be don't considerate, come back small. And bring this woman just had your baby, and you probably were bringing it back to her when she was pregnant as well.
That's insane. Why do you think her sex drive is low, bro? She don't trust you. She don't trust you.
I think arrest him just on the basis of it's not this obsession with arrest him.
Yeah.
From the text.
And also
alone.
He'll be like, oh, I've got half an hour. Like, can I come
it's,
see you?
It's not normal.
Can we
half an brother. Hour? By the time you drive wherever you're going to eat 5-10 minutes to get there, how long are you shagging for that it's that urgent?
And then you have to make an excuse to cut. It just seems like a lot. You're doing a lot for little.
For little gain. This is my thing though, and I get like some people, I've had this conversation with different people and they've said, yeah, sex addiction is a thing. Personally, I've never experienced it and I don't know anybody that's had it before. Mm-hmm. But what I will say is, like, for the people who are just dicks like this guy, like, mm-hmm. I don't fucking get it. Like, yeah. The act of having sex, yes, oh, it's different with someone you love and different body types, whatever, but the actual thing, like, to put, if it's a heterosexual relationship, you are putting a penis in a vagina. It feels the same inside. Like, what is this, like, urgency?
What's the desperation?
This is what I'm saying. It feels the same inside everywhere. Like, what are you doing? Like, there's no major difference.
Well, you don't know that because you don't have a penis.
I don't, but I've asked a lot of penis havers.
And they say, yeah, it's sort of safe.
I mean, they say that, yeah, oh, this one feels a little bit different. But nobody has ever said to me, no, it's so different from this woman to this one. Like, yeah. I feel like
like, low-key, it's...
Yeah, it's not a sex pod, but like with guys, it's different because it's size, it's this, it's girth, it's mm-hmm. But with women, like, bro, the actual inside of
a vagina is a vagina is a vagina.
So it's like you have your wife, just be, and if you're tired of being faithful to her, be, bro, and if you meet another person that doesn't match your sex drive, find someone that does. But
maybe
what is
open
all
up
this?
Your relationship. Maybe just leave. I feel like sometimes people don't think that leaving a relationship is an option. And
this
is
what I always say when I watch these documentaries. I'm like, why? How did you rationalize all of this and you felt that killing this person was the best option?
Yeah, how did we get here?
How did we fucking
that's
get
what I'm
here
saying. It's such cowardice as well. Yeah, it's like I don't like the thing is, well, actually the thing is because we find out later on, but we'll do it now, that they have life insurance policy, so he was gonna get 120k if she died, and also he was in crazy debt.
Yeah.
Crazy debt. So actually, if he had left her, he would have left her. He would have had bare debt. He would have nowhere to go. It would have been peak for him.
So that's that.
But while we're on the sex, somehow we're at a swingers club, okay? And Fiona Bruce goes to a swingers club, and it's just the most oxymoronic thing
so
I have seen. So unnecessary. I think they wanted it to be like, I don't even know, like inflammatory maybe, because the sex club, well, the swingers club is not even open anymore.
Yeah.
And they just basically tell us that, oh, he was kicked out because he was like mean. And they just show us the glory holes and they're like, oh yeah, he really liked the glory holes. What's that got to do with the price of tea in China?
What
like low key, we're talking about serious things here.
Like you could have just been like, oh, this is like, you could have just said he goes to sex clubs and it shows that like the kind of how he wasn't faithful in his marriage. Fine, we don't need to go there.
Exactly.
We don't need to see the glory holes.
And we're not shaming. You're basically trying to like almost infer that like, oh, because he went to a swingers club, like he's sexually perverse. Those two things may be true, but I don't think like one is because of the other. Do you know what I mean?
They don't relate to why he is who he is. Like you can go to sex clubs and still be a decent husband
and not be a dick.
And do you know another thing as well? Like there was a time where he was in a different location and he even then was looking for someone to shag.
Yeah. But maybe he did have a sex addiction.
Maybe, but
either way, he's a dick.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Two things can be true, or only one thing can be true.
Mm-hmm. Or even sometimes three or four things can be true. It's crazy.
Endless possibilities, yeah.
Endless possibilities. So the police get new evidence regarding the gas pipe. Because now, think of it like this, yeah. He's tried to kill this lady twice, okay? One, by causing a gas leak in the house. And two, by messing up her parachute so she would fall out and die, which she didn't, okay? Mm. So the police are kind of like, right, cool. We don't really have evidence on the parachute side of things, but now we have new evidence on the gas leak side of things. They question him again. He's still a dick, but he's now charged with two counts of attempted murder. And the trial begins 2 years after the parachute incident. And 2 years and 6 days after the gas leak, okay? So now there's no, like, smoking gun or anything. There's nothing obvious. And we know, yeah, as Florence has said, when there's nothing obvious with UK police, is it going to go the way we want? Probably not. Okay.
Absolutely not.
So the prosecution, they're kind of nervous, but they're like, you know what? We have another motive. Like I said before, he was broke, bare payday loans, spending money on bare things, lying about it being for his dad's care, taking money from Victoria as well. Like, he wanted the life insurance, yeah. The husband pleads not guilty, okay? And this, to be fair, like, the prosecution, they put in work. They take the jury to this parachute place to, yeah, teach them how a parachute works. Because their thing is, listen, we can tell you, oh, this is how we tampered with it, blah, blah, blah. I know, at least for myself, you're just chatting. This doesn't make any sense to me. I cannot rationalize this. It doesn't make sense in my sphere of life, right? So I'm, yeah, just having to trust you. So they go and show them, this is a parachute. This is what it looks like. This is what needs to work. This is how it works. This is what he did. This is what he tampered with. And this is why it failed, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So they do that. They do a recreation to show that actually it's possible for him to have tampered with the parachute in enough time. Because Victoria had said that, like, he took their child to go to the toilet. He was gone for about 10 minutes, okay? So now Victoria is tasked to testify. And Victoria, how many times did I call your name, okay? Victoria, she says that everything was a lie that she said. So, you know, that he wasn't in the bathroom for 10 minutes and that, you know, he didn't, the gas leak thing, she had done it and all this stuff. And again, like, ultimately, Victoria's a victim in more ways than one.
Yeah, evidently.
Yeah, and this basically proves it. But the terrible thing about her doing this is that it leads to a hung jury. And so the husband is free. Which is like...
If anything, your life is in imminent danger. Think about that.
Girl. I was just like, but to be fair, I mean, not to be fair. This is separate. New sentence, yeah. Victoria, she looks really normal considering what she went through.
Yeah, she does. She looks absolutely normal. That was a miracle.
I was like, what the hell? They need to plow the fields every day.
Everywhere and every day.
Just think, whenever there's a plane in the sky, they need to plow the fucking fields. Because I literally was like, nah, I mean, maybe she has other, like, injuries and her life is different in different ways. We don't know all that, yeah? But like, she...
From a physical, yeah.
Yeah, she looks normal.
Yeah, she does.
But so about, I don't know how many years, they're a bit weird with the years, but in 2018, April, the husband gets taken back to court, okay? And so they show his text, this time they show his text messages and internet searches. I don't know why they didn't do that before. Maybe they didn't know, I don't know.
I think they probably felt like they had enough and that they thought her testimony was going to...
Oh yeah, to clinch it for them, yeah.
Yeah, because I think the main thing with that testimony as well was they showed the jury that he could... within 10 minutes have tampered with,
yeah,
her parachute. Mm-hmm. But then she claimed that she lied about that timeline as well.
Yeah, so, saying that it wasn't that long. So then it's, yeah, like, okay, they've disproven the whole...
So their whole thing fell apart. But then now, yeah, they had other things to bolster the case because I hope they didn't put her on the stand again.
Anyway, there's internet searches of a wet nurse. So the husband's basically looking for wet nurses before Vicky died, God forbid, before the accident or before the incident. Yeah.
Because it's kind of like anticipating.
Exactly. You're anticipating her death. So why would you do that?
Even the searching for a wet nurse, I might be wrong, but it gives me sexual overture because I feel like those don't exist anymore. Like,
they're not.
I don't think so. I think people sell breast milk or you just put your child on formula. Like, people don't really hire wet nurses. It's very...
But maybe he didn't know.
Girl.
Maybe in South Africa, they still have wet nurses.
Maybe, but yeah, that for me was...
Either way, he was trying to find a way for the baby to get fed when knowing that his wife couldn't be there to do the feeding.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, yeah.
But then I was like, couldn't they argue that, like, oh, maybe he was just trying to alleviate her stress and, like, get her some help?
I mean, anything...
Because people have wet nurses all the time.
Anything can be anything when you people have wet... I just said to you, I don't think
when
that
is
exists.
The law. I mean, but you know what I mean? Like, people have help.
Yeah. I mean, they could do, but I think this more plays into with everything else. It more looks like... But I guess the defense could argue that, but...
Yeah. So the jury takes 3 days to deliberate, and he gets found guilty and gets life with a minimum of 18 years.
Lock that man up.
Which is not a lot. Yeah, life, but he's not going
to
do life, is he?
I was listening to a podcast, and they were basically saying that you should get the same for attempted murder as for murder.
As you would. I think so, what if they died?
Exactly. Attempted murder is that you tried, but it just so happened that person...
You should even get more because you flopped.
Yeah.
You should even get more.
Your intention was to murder that person. So why
so if everything went to plan,
they would have died.
It's not as if, like, he tried to stop it, but it was too late.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? It's like you actually set everything in motion. If everything went to plan, this person you tried to kill would have been dead.
Yeah. So why
you have
do
to
you
add a few years on top for shame? Look at you.
Yeah. You couldn't even do that, right?
You couldn't even do that. Look at you, useless. And you're still in debt.
Mm.
But yeah, so update. I went to go look for articles about where they are. So this article is from July 2020. I'm not going to cite the source because I hate them with all my heart. So Vicky asked for a divorce from my guy, from the husband.
Oh, so since he was in jail, she didn't divorce him all this time.
No, so she was going to see him for a bit. Yeah, she went to go visit him a couple of times.
Girl, stand up.
Well, she did. She stood up. She asked him for a divorce. He said no. He won't sign the papers. And he doesn't think that, you know, he wants to see if the relationship is still viable. So he wouldn't sign the papers. It's 2023 now. Well, 2024 when you're listening to this. I don't know if he's signed the papers since, but at the time of the article, he refused to sign them. Apparently, she also has a new man who's also in the army and also a parachutist. Okay,
oh
but
my
this
God.
One,
girl.
But this one, apparently, she had known him for ages. So I guess that kind of helped with the trust issues that she may.
If
or may
I were
not
her,
had.
I would date a paleontologist or whatever. Like, I'd date Ross. A paleontologist. I'd date Ross. You date the opposite of what you were with.
You said instead of the sky, you want to go down to the ground.
Go down, all the way down.
Yeah. Ciao. I don't know if they're still together, but that's that. And then also in August 2020, she released a book called I Survived. I Married a Charming Man, Then He Tried to Kill Me. A True
this
Story.
This is the title.
This is all the title. It's I Survived.
I thought you were telling me like, oh, like this.
What, the synopsis? No.
Or
no. No. I Survived, : I Married a Charming Man, ; Then He Tried to Kill Me, ; A True Story.
Well, look, she said that she's into outdoor activities, so obviously she didn't say indoor for English.
No, but this is the whole book. That's the whole book is in the title, bro. There's nothing else to read.
There's nothing else to fucking...
You told us now.
I would pick this up and be like, oh, okay, that's the plot. Put it back down. Like, fucking hell, like... Oh, Vicky.
I am screaming. No, but yeah, it's available on Amazon. It's like $7.29 or something like that.
Okay, well, I'm...
If anyone wants to read... But now it's time for...
The real crime, I think, was the beard.
Our segment where we focus on something during the documentary that may not be criminal, but we definitely consider to be a crime. Have you got one?
I do. So go mine ahead, was when Fiona went to the sex place that used to be a swingers club, but is now just a normal home.
Yeah.
And okay, there are actually two things about this particular scene. One, it's not a swingers club anymore. Why the fuck do you still have the glory holes? Like,
listen... Everything is as it was, I imagine, because it still looked very much like a swingers club. It looked like they said it was decommissioned or whatever the fuck, but like someone's come around next week.
Yeah, to commission. And it's like you have your nan over for Christmas and you've got a glory hole upstairs, like BFFR. So that was one element of it. The other element was that she said Willy. And it's like, girl, you could have just said penis. Like, why did you say Willy?
It was just like,
and
sis,
if you
grow
know
up,
you're
man.
That, like, then you shouldn't
prudish.
Have
prudish. Why did you come here?
Why the fuck did you come here? So That was mine.
Yeah, I agree. I had a couple. So one was the husband's hairline, was wild. But not just that, In the recreation, the recreation of him tampering with the parachute, if you imagine someone sitting on a closed toilet seat trying to tamper with a backpack, the shot is from above, and the hairline on this guy who's doing the recreation is far worse. It's like an exaggerated version of the husband's one. I know he was triggered in that courtroom. I know he was
pissed.
I would be so pissed.
I would be so pissed.
It was so rude, but I loved it. And then the second one is the girlfriend, the ex-girlfriend. Her lower third was Emil's first serious girlfriend. Are you crazy? This is what your legacy.
Oh my god.
And to just show how useless it was, when they met, she was 13, he was 16, and they were together for 4 years. So they've not been together since he was like 20. And it's he's like probably in his 40s.
You're not a factor in his life.
You're a non-motherfucking factor.
Even the daughter, she was another crime, because why did she come on and chat?
Why did she come on and say this? He's not going to see it, babe. He's not going to see it, my darling. He's not. And I'm so sorry for what he did to you, but like this wasn't the place. This wasn't the way. And then the last one, the book cover. Vicky's book cover. Listen to me.
We're going to post it.
Listen to me. I was so... Yeah, look, and you know what annoys me about it as well, So it says, I need to... Can you type it? Can you look at it? Because I need... Oh, wait, let me share my screen, because we can do that now on FaceTime, innit?
Yeah.
Let me share my screen with you so you can see it. Oh, there we go. Okay. Can you see this?
Oh, my God.
Can you see it?
Yeah, you didn't even pick the best picture of you and him.
Can you see it? I can't hear you.
I can see it.
Oh, I can hear you now. You can see it, yeah?
Yeah. So I was like, you didn't even pick the best picture of the two of you.
It's not even just that, The picture's shit. And it's also right at the bottom in the center, okay? Her name is in some random font, like orangey, yellowy thing at the top. Then she has, you know, like OJ, it's like, I did it, but there's like an if at the top, She has I survived, massive white letters. In between the I and the survived, I married a charming man.
So if you read it as it should be, I married a charming man, survived, then he tried to kill me.
A true story picture. Can you imagine?
Oh, God.
I was just like, sis, this is not worth the $7.65 you're trying to charge for it. It's absolutely
not. It's so big. Like, I survived, I married a charming man. It's so like, it's like what you would expect like someone in year six to write.
And someone in year six who failed their SATs. That's what you would expect.
Yeah.
But yeah, ridiculous. Ridiculous. But yeah, I thought that was a crazy crime.
It was very crazy.
But yeah, watch the documentary if you want to. We've done a pretty good job covering it. It's not that long though. It's like 45 minutes, but it's
45 minutes. Watch it if you're cleaning the house.
If you can be asked,
we've given you everything that needs to be given.
Yeah. Agree. But yeah, next we are doing a credits. And we are covering another Netflix documentary called The Psychopath Life Coach.
Ooh.
I watched the trailer of this and I was like, rah, Matting. I think we'll have a lot to say.
Yeah, I agree.
We always have a lot to say, to be honest. So
I agree. I concur.
I agree. But yeah, that's it for today then, isn't it? Is there anything else you'd like to say? Anything you want to get off your chest?
Nah, just, the usuals. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And do not date a guy that is part of the parachute.
Bro.
I'm joking. Date who you want, but just like, bro, like, have your
But there's not even you. Really, like, what is the advice you can give? You just hope and pray that your guy is
it's
not mad.
It's hoping and praying. Heavy on the prayer.
Heavy on the prayer.
There's nothing else one can say.
Well, on that note, it's been real.
Toodles.
Till next week. There won't be a trailer because it's the credits. But if you want to watch the documentary in advance, then you can find it on Netflix.
Yes.
Like them. You can find... Oh, yeah. Sorry. It's been so long. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all them things. Two Girls, One Doc. That's the and number TikTok. Two and the number one. And where can they find you?
Well, they can also find us on TikTok. Two Girls, One Doc. And you can find me on Instagram for Enzo Foodie and TikTok as well. And that's it. I am not on Twitter in any capacity, thank God.
Yeah, they know.
No, you say that, but people have asked me.
Still, you haven't been on Twitter in like 2 years.
No, I don't think it's been up to a year.
I think it has.
It was the last year that I left, but...
Yeah, and that will come to the end of another year.
I don't remember.
All of 2023, you've not been on Twitter.
Ooh.
If it's last year.
It doesn't feel that long.
Well, facts are facts, America.
I guess... Well, yeah, actually. Oh, God. Honestly, I cannot... Two things that have changed the quality of my life. Not being on Twitter and not putting a foundation on my forehead. I'm telling you.
Sorry, explain the forehead thing.
So I used to put foundation on my forehead. Everything, mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't need to.
Why?
So you just... It's just a lot on your forehead. Like, and most times your forehead... I mean, unless you've got like hyperpigmentation or whatever. And I don't. Like, my forehead is generally clear. So what mm-hmm. I do is if I am doing like a heavy beat, I will just do like concealer.
Oh, because you're going to contour and stuff anyway.
Exactly. And then the contour. If I'm doing like a light beat, then I'll just put bronzer on my forehead and it's fine. You don't need to foundation. Then it's too much.
I barely wear foundation.
And also, usually most times your forehead is a bit darker than like the rest of your face. So mm-hmm. again, the color is going to be off. So just my quality of life is a lot better since then.
I love that. I love that for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remarkable. Well, see, you get documentaries and you get makeup tips.
We are very versatile.
All right, guys, thanks for being here. We'll see you next week.
See
if
you have
any
week.
Requests or anything like that, just message us on Instagram or TikTok or Twitter. I'll go and look.
Yeah.
Since Torrens doesn't want to be there.
I mean, I do look on our...
Yeah, one, but obviously,
but yeah.
If you want to avoid the Twitter,
I do.
It's like I'm much more at peace, like not being on like not making content on Instagram, yeah. Like just having my little cute little private Insta.
Yeah, no. Like for some reason, last month I was on there quite a bit. Twitter, like from our one. I think I went, and then there was this weird thing where you can see tweets of people.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
And there was
it's like
topical,
explore page, but all the time.
Yeah, and there was something topical going on, and I was reading opinions. I was getting angry, and I was like, "This is
what happens. You get dragged in."
That's
Twitter
like,
for me, I can survive because I'm not. I don't like you were like some. You were like Twitter, like black Twitter. Yeah, so you were flogging and getting flogged. Yeah, for me, I'm just in my.
Angles.
Literally, I'm just in my own little thing. I'll chat about whatever I need to chat about, really mostly to myself. And that's it, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, no, that's the best way.
But I hear it, man. It's very overwhelming. It's not normal to hear so
all
many or be exposed to so many opinions. It's not normal. Like, it's actually
at
not
all.
Normal. All day, every day, like, it's not normal.
Nah. But all right, guys, we shall see you or speak to you or you shall hear us next week.
Go on Instagram and look at this book cover because it's so fucking shit.
Yeah, you need to see
and
it.
Everyone needs to know. But I'm glad she survived. Well done, Vicky. Do your thing.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Bye.
Bye, man.
Bye.